Transparency is a basic thing for a democratic state. And since India is proud to be both transparent and democratic, the government must take the Central Information Commission's audit of ministry departments seriously. According to the Chief Information Commission's audit, more than one-third of government ministries and departments do not disclose basic information about their decision-making process, foreign visits of senior officials, minutes of departmental meetings, transfer policies, etc. All the 2,092 public authorities who are registered with the CIC were approached between July and October 2018 with a pro forma, which they had to fill themselves. Overall, 838 of the 2,092 government ministries and departments responded and submitted this audit, where it shows that about 35% of them have poorly scored on disclosure and only 19% have topped it. Now let me show you the entire report card of the 838 public authorities. 158 public authorities got grade A, 157 public authorities got grade B, 118 public authorities got grade C, 133 public authorities got grade D, and 272 public authorities got grade E. The audit was entrusted to former Information Commissioners M.M. Ansari and A.N. Tiwari. That shows that the government is still shying away from revealing basic information. We have spoken to A.N. Tiwari, who gives us more details on this.
It is surely not healthy, because the Section 4 of the RTI Act enjoins on the government to disclose a certain set of information, and it has been decided that most of these information would be put out on their websites. Now, if the government departments and other such public authorities are not doing this simple act of putting it out on their websites, there is something amiss in their conduct of government business. Because now transparency is the norm and secrecy is the absence of that norm. Once that cardinal principle is accepted, it looks quite unappealing that the government departments are not putting out such straightforward information as the touring programs of their executives or their budget proposals or other such details which the public might find useful. So by not putting this out, they are creating burden for themselves, because then the public or any member of the public who wants to have such information, he has to go through the RTI route, and that creates burden for the department, the public authority, the appellate authority, the CIC, and everybody around, and creates a lot of bad blood. So I think it is time that this report should galvanize the government to set their house in order and at least make sure that these routine set of information is put out on their websites for public to peruse.
On many platforms, including at the inauguration of the new Chief Information Commission office last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has repeatedly stressed that transparency and accountability are necessary for a democratic and participative governance, as they help to build trust and improve impact of schemes. In the era of e-governance and dashboards, which supply us with information concerning every sphere, in such a scenario, isn't keeping legitimate information beyond the reach of the public not just wrong, but certainly very unhealthy for our democracy? What do you think? Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.